Hook's available.
Oh, surge up top. He's going to get this hook. It's going to bomb. DDC, DDC.
This is one of the preliminary matches in the International. It's a webcast of two teams playing a video game. 66,000 people were watching online.
Right now, he's going on Yao. Has he got the hook? Oh, here comes a
And that's just the English
version.
They're watching in Russian,
in
German, and Chinese, Korean, and Portuguese. These are elaborate fantasy battle games with complicated characters. The players are professionals. Their lives are almost the same as any pro athlete. For serious gamers, it's not just a game. It's a sport. It's esports.
It's a sport because of what I'm doing and what I'm giving up.
Clement Ivanov is the captain of a professional team known as Natus Vincere, or Navi. It's Latin for born to win. At 22, he's been a pro for 6 years.
I'm not in a job, like in a business, where I can pretty much eat anything, feel bad, take a sick day. There's no sick days in my life. If I have a sick day, my team might lose or get disqualified and we're out.
His team won the first International 2 years ago. Last year, they came in second. This year, they're one of the top-ranked teams going into the finals. Navi trains in Kiev, Ukraine. I visited them there last year. They have the penthouse suite in a Soviet-looking but brand-new high-rise at the edge of the city. The first thing you see when you walk in is the huge trophies the team has won.
We wake up 2, 3 p.m., go eat at some restaurant, come here, relax a little bit, 15 minutes, and then we start playing.
The team plays at a row of 5 computers in a bare room with a long wooden desk and not much else. As captain, Ivanov sits in the middle. It might sound like a dream job, sleeping in, playing video games all day, but it's 8 hours a day of serious practice, scrimmaging with other pro teams from all over the world. The game they play is called Dota 2. If you've heard of League of Legends, it's the same kind of thing. They're known as MOBAs. Multiplayer online battle arenas.
It's like a war game, you could say. They're trying to accumulate resources in order to build better weapons in order to attack each other's bases.
This is my little brother.
My name is Tyler Peckinpah. I am a graduate student in theoretical linguistics at the Graduate Center at CUNY in New York.
Tyler's been playing computer games since middle school, so I called him up and asked for help understanding the world of Dota. Like, for example, what exactly is the fun part of watching someone else play video games?
It's complex. It's team-based. It's strategic and it's fast-paced. It's just got a lot of exciting stuff going on.
In other words, it's a lot more like watching people play basketball than like watching people play Tetris. The first thing you do in every game of Dota is pick which character to play, kind of like choosing the shoe or the iron in Monopoly.
Except imagine that the iron had the ability to always land on free parking if he rolled a 6, and the shoe had the ability to move twice as far as he rolled.
Or to breathe fire, or create a vortex, or fly. 20 million players are registered to play Dota 2. It only takes a minute or two to get a pickup game of 10 people started.
I mean, I definitely see it as something that could take off like as a spectator sport and, you know, even be on TV.
In May, 2 professional League of Legends players were awarded P1 visas. It's the same visa that Major League Baseball players get. For esports, that's a huge step toward the mainstream.
He's still alive, barely right now. Worth. Oh, the arrow's going to hit on DDC.
For KOW, I'm Jessica Partnow.
No, he's just way too tanky. Siler up here. Dreamcall's going to hit on everybody.